So great to be learning together, Sharei Orah, Tshuva of the Week. This week, in honor of Yom HaTzmo, we're going to be speaking about a very, very delicate issue and the question of disobeying orders in Tzahal. And this question really came to the fore in 2005, in the Gazan disengagement, when many of the Rabbanim were saying, were calling for religious soldiers to disobey orders to remove the Jewish communities, the Jews from Gaza. And most Rabbanim, such as Rav Avad Yosef and Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, said that one should not disobey orders in Tzahal. And I will share what I advised my Talmidim from TABC who asked me about this. I, of course, was told them to follow Rav Avadja and Rav Lichtenstein, but I just want to explain the reasoning for those who said to disobey orders and those who say to order to obey orders. And it all comes down to a Rambam in Hilchot Melachim, Perek Yom Halacha Tet. Here he writes that im gazar ha-melech vatel mitzvah ein shumim lo. If a melech tells you to disregard a mitzvah, you don't listen to him. And Rambam explains, divrei harav, divrei ha-eved, divrei harav, shumim. Who do you listen to? The master or the slaves? At the end of the day, Hashem is the master. And if the government, the soldier, the army is telling the soldier to do something that's against the Torah comes first. I'll give a couple of examples of this. I'll give a classic one. The Gemara said that Avner ben Ner and Amasar ben Yeter, who were generals in Shaul's army, were 100% correct when they refused Shaul's order to wipe out Nov Irkonim for innocently sheltering David HaMelech when David HaMelech was running away from Shaul. They didn't even know the Karnim of Nov. They didn't even know that David HaMelech was running away. It was clearly wrong and patently wrong. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin Memtet applauds Amasa ben Yeter and Avner ben Ner for refusing to carry out Shaul's order, for disobeying Shaul's order. A more modern example is one of the older boys when I was in yeshiva was told on Shabbat to start the tank. When they already had taken precautions to start the tank, they had to start the tank at least once a day. They were stationed on a mountaintop in Lebanon in the winter, and to make sure that the oil in the car and in the tank would not freeze up, they had to start it once a day. And every day they did it at 12 p.m. And already they arranged that they would turn on right before Shabbat, right after, right before Shabbat begins, and right after Shabbat ends. They worked out the command, everything will be fine. And then all of a sudden, he issues an order that you must turn on the tank at 12 o'clock on Shabbat. And when he issued that order, so my friend, who was a chayal, asked, is it pikuach nefesh? Is it a dangerous life? I said, no, it's just an order, and then you have to follow my orders. I said, well, let's make this absolutely clear. Is there any danger? Is there even a tiny concern for danger? He said, no, no concern at all. We already turned it on before Shabbat. I just ordered you to do it. Clearly, the commander was abusing the Shabbat. And in a situation like that, it seems absolutely clear that you do not listen to what the commander said. So when it's clearly where the commander is telling you to violate Shabbat, this is what the Rambam says. The Melech, or the Melech's agent, in terms of the commander in the army, tells you to disobey. You don't they're telling you to just blatantly violate Shabbat for no reason, gratuitously violate Shabbat. There's no justification for it. It's not right. Can't do it. It's not right whatsoever. And therefore, it is 100% sort of follow the order, and you must disobey. Now, let's apply this to the disengagement. So this is a very important thing that Rav Yaakov Ariel is clarified. Rav Yaakov Ariel is a very, very great Rav. He was a Rav of Ramat Gan, Rav Eir, very wonderful, wonderful, very wonderful Rav. Now, Rav Ariel pointed out, when does this halakha apply that you, if he tells you, the melech tells you to violate the mitzvah, tells you to do an isur, that you disregard him? It's only if it's clearly wrong. But if it's a machloket, if it's not clear, then you should not disobey. In other words, if he's telling you to do something that's a machloket, whether it's asur or not, then then you must listen to what the commander tells you. That it's very dangerous in Sahel. On the other hand, if you don't listen to what the army is telling you, you have to listen. You can't have a story, a situation that, in case it's not clear, well, someone's going to follow, someone's not going to follow. The only time that you don't follow the command in the army is when it's blatantly against the Torah. So, for example, when the Israeli army evacuated Yamid in 1982, then Rav Avram Shapira, the Ashkenazi chief rabbi, he said, you follow orders, because it's a machloket amongst the poskim, where you're allowed to exchange Sinai for peace with Egypt, and it's a machloket, even though Rav Shapira felt it was asur. There were other rabbinim, like Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Avi Yosef, who felt that it was mutar, and therefore it's not clear, therefore you disobey orders. And how come the same Rav Avram Shapira, and fast forward 23 years later, he said that you should disobey orders with the evacuation from Gaza? So the evacuation from Gaza was a very, very different story, and that is just for the following reason. The evacuation from Gaza was just wrong, 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 meaning that even if it was halakhically okay to evacuate, but the way it was done was just totally improper. There was no planning. There was no plan to how to resettle the families. And that's not right. You can't just kick out 8,000 families who were lawfully living in Gaza. They had every right to be there. And just kick them out? That's wrong. And therefore, I understand why Rav Avram Shapira very much felt that you should that you should disobey that order, because it's clearly wrong. But on the other hand, I think Rav Avadja and Rav Lichtenstein were 100% right. If you remember that summer, there was a lot of tension amongst the Jewish community, and there was really concern for a civil war. And that was a very, very dangerous situation. And therefore, most Rabbanim felt, do not disobey. And a cousin of mine, who was forced to engage, it was very painful to engage, to evacuate the Jewish communities in 2005. The reason why he said that he participated and he didn't disobey orders, because he said, if you learn one thing from the Holocaust, and that is the Jewish people need a strong army. And that is a huge point. The huge, huge point. The Jewish people need a strong army. You can't have, you can't be going in two different places and in the tug of wars and making the army into a fight. And it would very much weaken the army. So at the end of the day, there were only 69 soldiers who disobeyed. The rest of the religious soldiers were approximately an estimated 29 religious soldiers that were about approximately 20,000 soldiers who did participate in the evacuations, because if anything, the Holocaust soldiers, the other thing, again, there's a cousin of mine pointed out, I was in the army at that point, the Jewish people need a strong army. And yes, it was wrong. It was wrong to kick out the Jews. It was wrong. The disengagement was wrong, because to just settle, they'd kick them out without a place to go, without a plan. And that's clearly wrong. However, on the other hand, more important is that when you have the Jewish survival is at stake, we need a strong army. And given the circumstances, you had to choose not between right or wrong, you had to choose which was the least worst option. And the least worst option was to engage in the evacuation, and this time, not to disobey orders. Wishing everybody a great day with much briyot. We should never have a situation like this. We should only have shalom briyot. It should be shalom at very least amongst Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Hopefully, it's just shalom amongst Jews in Eretz Yisrael. It should be shalom my Yisrael. It should be peace in general in Eretz Yisrael. Wishing everybody a great day, a great week. Yom Ha'atzmut Sameach.